Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance, but slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance, but slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to hustle and shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios, is Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot, high up 68. Currently, it is 37 at Park College.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Happy Hour Day?
Oh.
Cheers.
Okay. Oh, man, feeling good. We in the middle of the week, y'all. We almost there. Wellness Wednesday. Or Get Right Wednesday with Dr. Latanya. She's coming up later on the show. And we got your shot at $1,000 in free fall cash.
And of course, your morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Kevin Gates addresses his 13-year age gap with his new boo. Kirk Franklin speaks on homophobia. And Miss Deb, Waka Flocka's mama, she shares why she feels Gucci Mane is being taken advantage of.
Oh, boy. Hump that, y'all. Hump it out. Come on.
Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out.
Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on. I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump.
Motivate. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
Even a seemingly trivial purpose has value because it gives you a distinct objective around which to focus your thoughts and actions. A profound and deeply meaningful purpose is great, yet a frivolous purpose is much better than no purpose at all. Zero in on a purpose and follow it until you fulfilled it. That builds in you the skills of purposeful living. All those skills grow, you can apply them toward bigger and better purposes. The more you experience purposeful achievement, the more you'll be able to achieve. Instead of waiting for life to come to you, decide on a specific objective for the next hour, day, or month. Then commit yourself to making it happen, whatever it may be. Teach yourself to be purposeful, and the benefits of what you learn will flow throughout your whole world and your entire life. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:26 on your time. It's a high of 68, currently 37 at the Shops on Blue Parkway. Kim Kardashian is set on
now, baby.
Passing the bar exam, and she recently, unfortunately, did not pass, but she said that the psychics told her she would.
The psychics that we have met with and that we're obsessed with are all full of shit. They all collectively, maybe four of them, have told me I was going to pass the bar. So they're all full pathological liars. Don't believe anything they say.
So you don't depend on yourself. You depend on some psychics.
She's taken that exam several times. So I don't think she... I wouldn't say she was betting on, they said this, so I'm not going to study. I'm sure this woman has been studying. She's been...
I can't tell. When I study I'm not going to say that. I am.
The California
you don't
bar
have to.
Exam...
I can.
The California
and
bar
else
exam
think,
is very difficult, is what I'm saying.
Everybody else thinking it.
Thinking
everybody
what?
Else thinking it.
Thinking what?
You put in the work, you know that you're going to pass, okay? And not depend on Miss Cleo.
Call me now for your free reading.
Sometimes a little bit of both might help. Now, I don't get into all that psychic stuff, but I understand the angle. But she'll figure it out.
I have the answers.
I guess those answers were incorrect.
Who asked you to go out of town? The stupid young one or the married one?
Now, the former manager of Gucci Mane, Nicki Ann Walker, Waka Flocka's mom, Miss Deb, she spoke on Gucci and Keisha Kaur in their recent Breakfast Club interview and how she felt that some of those comments should have been kept at the crib.
I don't think that's for the world. That like sounds like somebody that wants attention and that threw her husband out on the chopping block. I don't care what anybody say.
Remember you and I had this conversation about some of the vulnerable conversations they had on that interview?
Yeah.
And you did reflect kind of similar to what Ms. Deb just said, which is some of that maybe should have stayed at home.
Yeah.
The world should not know some of those things. And I understand.
Context. He's selling the book.
Message.
Like, what are we talking about? He was telling about his own stories or whatever. Yeah. So I don't
know. Well, she was speaking on his behalf.
Yeah.
Gucci was talking about some stuff, but his wife was the one that was like, we're going to do we're going to step out of it, is basically what she was saying.
I can't get over Ms. Deb's voice. Imagine getting yelled at by her.
I don't think that's for the world.
She don't play around. Yeah, Ms. Deb do not play around.
She sound like a black Marge Simpson.
For the world.
You ever got hollered by a brawling New York lady?
Mm-mm.
I have plenty of times.
I believe
that. That like sounds like somebody that wants attention.
Shout out to Ms. Deb. We were at her studios during a Core DJ retreat not that long ago, a couple years ago. So shout out to her for opening those doors.
It's your boy Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Please join us this Friday, 2 days away, for the Hot 103 Jams Feed the Need 12-hour food donation drive to benefit the Operation Breakthrough's food pantry. We'll be broadcasting live 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Ruby Jeans Juicery, 3000 Truth Ave. We'll be collecting non-perishable food items and monetary donations to provide for the families Operation Breakthrough serves in Kansas City. And, of course, been impacted by the government shutdown and SNAP benefits. Kicking off, of course, with us, your favorite cousins, Hustle and Shine in the Morning at 6 a.m. Please, y'all, help us feed the need, caring about the community. We are Hot 103 Jams, the big one.
Very frustrating, and it's nerve-wracking because I got to stay here another night. Somebody came through and just ransacked like 25 or 30 cars. I'm going to go try and get this hole patched up somehow so I can get on home tomorrow.
One of the reviews I saw was that your vehicles tend to get broken into in this parking lot. Didn't take anything of value. Took about $20 in ones, and that was it.
I just saw more car windows smashed as I looked all the way around. And then obviously I got to my car and saw the same.
Irritating, mad at myself, I guess, because like I said, the reviews kind of said don't park here, but I did anyway. Hopefully my heater works good.
D, you ever had your car broken into? You ever been outside and seen your window shattered?
Mm-mm.
I have. It is, you feel violated. You're pissed off at everything.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's one of the worst things that could happen to you. But police are investigating after nearly 30 of these vehicles are broken into. And this happened over the weekend, like Saturday, Sunday, over near 16th and Walnut in downtown Kansas City. So most of the cars that were broken into were out-of-town plates. That don't make me feel no better.
Yeah, but, that don't change.
You know, it's just a sign of what people are looking for, what they're doing down there.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. We've been talking about this for a very long time. We've even asked Mayor Q about it.
They just need more surveillance down there, man.
Surveillance, and you have to also consider, which Mayor Q has mentioned, that some of these parking lots are owned by certain people that might not pay for that security. So it's not like somebody got to pay for the security. Somebody has to pay for those type of things. And it needs to be a little bit more care in the area. So whoever, it sounds like it falls on a lot of people.
Need some more top flight.
Yeah, where the top flight security at?
With the flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Big shout out to the cousins hitting that hustle and shine text line. Shout out to Don Terrio Cullens. Shout out to Dutch Anastasia Jackson. We appreciate you, cousin. She said also thanks to her daughter, Kiana, for helping her on yesterday. She really appreciates all that she did for her. And I'm also mentioning that she's worked She's been putting in some hours at the hospital. So we appreciate you so much for all that you do for the community. Lisa Aquino, Rich Harris, hope you all are having a great hump day.
Absolutely. You know, better hump days could be coming up for us, D, as the Kansas City Reparations Commission. You know about this?
Do
you
tell know? More.
Yeah, there's some news going on. So Kansas City Reparations Movement is moving ahead with two fronts, D. One rooted in community storytelling, mm-hmm. the other in formal policy research. Both aim to educate the public on reparations and determine what repair looks like for Black Kansas Cityans. On one side, the Kansas City Reparations Coalition is preparing to launch a six-month public education campaign and raise $50,000 for a documentary that will confront misconceptions about reparations. On the other side, you got the Mayor's Commission on Reparations, an appointed city body conducting a study on how decades of city policies harm Black citizens and what can be done to address those harms. Though often mistaken as one organization, they both operate independently, so the motive better for me. The coalition began as a grassroots effort to mobilize public support for reparations and keep this issue visible. Mm-hmm. So this month, they'll celebrate with its five-year anniversary, D, with a free event. We got to be in the building at Bruce R. Watkins mm-hmm. Cultural Heritage Center. And that's going to be the start of its education campaign.
Love that piece, especially that educational part. And I'm curious of how that reparations conversation would happen is, what do you qualify to receive the reparations? Like, you know, thinking farther down the line
I'm
as...
getting the full check. I don't care what y'all say.
That's what I was going to say, too. Is it a back, black and a berry, sweet and a juice type of situation?
I mean, you
if you get 50 down, do I get 100 down? Like, I mean, and how many okay. Rachel Dolezals we going to have popping
Stop,
up
don't do
trying
that.
To get some money? Yeah. I'm just saying.
Everybody going to go to...
We gonna have to
What's
have
the
some
registry that you have to go to to find your heritage or whatever? I forgot.
Ancestry.com?
Yeah, people gonna have to verify through that.
Yeah,
I'm from Ghana. Right?
So much AI around. Right. Ain't no telling them what we can trust these days.
Yes, I am.
Let me see a picture of your mom and your daddy. That'll do it.
Or your grandparents.
Nah.
See that.
I'm not lying.
I don't wanna see that. I'm strict around here. Let me see the mama and their daddy. That's it.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103.3.
So independents voted to extend the four-day schedule for students in the independent school district. And they was a little feisty over there in independents, and especially when Mayor Lucas put his two cents in. Like, the superintendent was like, you need to mind your business over there. It's been improved teacher recruitment and retention mm-hmm. due to a better work-life balance, D, and the schedule being a top priority for many applicants. And students have benefited from rest, more extracurricular activities.
I believe it.
They get to make their appointments more now, improve mental health, and it could create opportunities. That day off could... create opportunities for maybe jobs or internships or something more focused on the long-term future for the kids. So, and along with the improved test scores and schoolwork and all of that, we got to holler at the cousins, man. See, no matter what school district you're in, if you're in Kansas, Missouri, St. Joe, would you vote yes or no for this four-day school week?
I would vote yes. Absolutely. My nieces and nephew, they live in Baxter Springs, and they have a four-day week. And I'll tell you what, them kids excel so much. And I would totally agree with it.
For the parents that have concerns of it would affect their child's maybe attention span, now they're really disengaged, especially off of COVID, kids aren't really diving in. What would you say to that? Do you think that that's a factor, or you just think that it's just good?
I don't think it's a factor. The kids before COVID, I mean, wouldn't even dive in. They say, you know, kids that don't read by the first or third grade, they drop out. So I think that if they was to have a four-day week, them teachers can get together on them days off and have their teacher work days, and the curriculum be just way better for the kids with a better learning strategy.
What's your name, cousin?
Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda, for sharing. We appreciate you.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
My daughter is in the independent school district, and so I did vote for it because it works well.
I say this because the kids are not overly tired. It gives the it gives the teachers a day to reset, get their minds together. Like, they deal with our children all week. Some of our children are not the pleasant people that we make them out to be. So teachers have to reset as well. So I just think it works out. As far as the daycare, they figured that out. The school district does offer child care. It's just like a Kansas City, Kansas school district. They get out early on Wednesday. There's no difference.
Did you see any increases in your kids' test scores or schoolwork?
I did. I did. And it's like she's not burnt out versus going Monday through Friday. She doesn't have that. She doesn't experience that burnout. On Tuesday, she's recharged from the weekend and she's ready to go. So, yes, I've seen it. Her test scores has improved. Her grades has improved. So I'm all for it.
Sounds like we need to do that for the adults when it comes to the work week.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying.
Yes, I would love it because I suffer from burnout.
Yeah, we, girl.
Yes, we need that.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name is Sean.
Sean, thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate you, cousin.
Thank you. Have a good one.
No problem, cousin. Good morning.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 on your time. It's a high of 69, currently 37 fair skies at Wyandotte Lake. Rapper Kevin Gates will go straight off after allegedly being asked about the 13-year age gap with his new boo.
Man, don't no want no old washed up ass. You don't like it, he my man. Straight off. The moment we ain't going to the used car line, man. Damn near old enough to be your daddy, yeah. Of course.
Kevin Gates, he's only 39 years old, but his new boo is 13 years younger. Of course, Dreka Gates, who we've known him to be with for a very long time, she filed for divorce not that long ago. So, seems like he's picking up the pieces and doing what he was doing when he was married to her anyways. But it's that whole conversation of with the age gap. The idea that, okay, don't nobody want them washed up. Do you realize that that doesn't necessarily have to be an age thing? Just because somebody is young, that doesn't mean anything. And he's 39. So if that's the case, then what does that mean for him?
She's 26.
About 25, 26, yeah.
I don't know. I'm
I don't like age gaps like that. When people
in
their mid 20s, I don't like it.
I'm having second thoughts about age gaps. I don't think it's a big deal. This particular one. Now, if you're in your 30s and you messing with somebody in their teens, like 18, 19,
well, yeah, that's
illegal. Not have a problem.
That's illegal.
Huh? That's legal.
Teens.
18? That's legal. 18, 19? That's
okay. Yeah, that's too close for me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's giving Robert.
But if it's like Al Pacino is 80 years old, he just had a baby with a 30-something year old lady, I think, or a 20-something year old lady. It's just, I don't know.
I think,
man,
if you're 30 plus and you're dating somebody of a big age gap, like Deion Sanders and Carucci, y'all are very grown. Like, yes, Carucci is, she's like in her mid
Deion late almost
30s.
60, I think.
Yeah, he's in
she's
his 50s.
She's in her mid 30s. So you don't have a problem with that age gap, but you got a problem with 26 and 39.
She's like 37. You're basically 40. You're grown.
A number is still a number, though.
I think it's, like you were saying, I think it's different when it's somebody that's younger. Like, you're talking to somebody that is probably a little bit more inexperienced, that is settling for different things because they don't have a bar. The bar is in hell. So
oh
you know
God.
You can talk to her any kind of way, and she don't know no better. It's giving grooming. That's how it feels when people talk to people that are 21 or 23. What do you even want with that? Why would you do that to me? I don't know. Switching gears, Eddie Murphy. Would you watch a Eddie Murphy Netflix special?
In 2025, I guess, yeah.
Well, he's saying that he's open to returning to the stage.
Yeah, I'm open to it now. Right after the pandemic, though, I was like, I'm never going out there.
Yeah.
You can go out to do a show and catch COVID. But that's all past now. And now I'm open to it again. And if it ever struck me that I could have some fun doing it, I'd get up there and do it.
I'm apprehensive because this is nice Eddie. This is grandpa. Oh, let's laugh at the old times. Let's be cool. No, I want cussing, belligerent. I want comedy.
He's sitting down doing a nice interview with a nice professional platform. That's him right now. But when he get on that stage, I feel like he'll be a different beast.
Don't,
you don't think so?
I don't. We ain't seen Eddie like that in over 30 years. over 30. Like, he's a new person. He probably, I don't know, dog. Because if it's lackluster, dog, it's going to taint his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
I understand that. Yeah. Kirk Franklin speaks on church culture and cherry picking scriptures.
People feel the pressure of the culture of church. You know, like the church is the hospital, right? And everybody should be welcome. For example, if homosexuality is a sin, then adultery is a sin. Fornication is a sin. Divorce is a sin. And none of them are bigger than the other. And so that's why I have never understood homophobia.
Yeah, that's when we lose focus, D, is when we put one sin over the other. Mm-hmm. And it's really open to everybody, y'all. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done, literally on this earth, no matter what you have done,
yeah,
Jesus will always come back and accept you if you accept him.
Yeah.
So I hate it when preachers do that, or when people... I guess want to point out a single community.
Yeah.
But everybody is welcome, dog. Everybody's welcome in the church of God.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to the cherry picking and how you were raised too. Like you get to a point where you're raised a certain way, and now you perceive a certain text a little bit differently. You just gotta let people do their thing, because at the end of the day, it ain't about how I feel about you or vice versa.
You know,
it ain't. We not the judges of each other.
Facts.
That's how it comes down to. So
you know who's the worst?
What?
Uppity church people. Because they forget that Jesus hung with the quote unquote lowlives. Mm-hmm. If you really look into it. But that's another discussion for another
yeah,
day.
That's a whole nother conversation. Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of minor headlines. Wendy Williams is finally getting justice. At least it seems that way. According to TMZ, a top neurologist confirmed Wendy does not have the frontotemporal dementia, the condition that kept her under that strict guardianship for more than 3 years.
How you doing?
Sources are saying that she recently took a series of neurological tests in New York City, and the results were clear. Mm-hmm. So she does not have dementia. I'm hoping that she gets that guardianship resolved, and hopefully she gets back to the Wendy Williams that we know her as.
How you doing?
And hopefully not highly medicated either, because it seems like that could be a factor when we've seen her in the press in the last couple years.
Wendy Williams having her own pod.
Yeah, let's get back to the basics. We need Wendy back in the streets for real, because it's getting crazy out here.
How you doing?
Anybody needs to be speaking on it, it's Wendy Williams herself.
Well, see, you be two-faced sometimes.
With what?
Because you're a Whitney Houston lover.
Absolutely.
She hated Wendy Williams. Remember they got into it?
Yeah, they got into it a couple different times. But the way Wendy is, like, she's like, she's gotten into it with everybody. Because she's normally telling the truth that people don't want out yet. And I don't think she lied about
the truth.
Huh? She didn't lie about none of that stuff. Even that whole thing with P. Diddy and everything. It's just like, you're a journalist, so sometimes keep people's business private. And I can understand that. But Wendy, be telling the truth. And we need her back in the streets.
Shout out to Redman. Or not Redman, Method Man.
How you doing?
I don't know the context behind it. You got to remind
me. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Keep me in the loop.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not be able to use in the workplace.
How you doing?
Today's saying is very common. It's cooked. Not that you went and got things ready for Thanksgiving and you cooked, but it means someone who is exhausted, overwhelmed, or done for in a particular situation. It's kind of like being defeated, ultimately. Have you ever used that before, B?
100% in sports analogies, for sure.
Yeah, sports analogies for sure. And
can we get to an example?
Yeah, so I'll throw in one. I would love if you want to throw in a sports analogy, yeah. But like maybe you see somebody embarrass themselves. Maybe they just fall in. Something simple like that. And you just be like, ooh, he's cooked. Mm-hmm. Or maybe somebody that's visibly drunk at a function and they sloppy drunk, they falling over, like you down bad. Like you're down bad. It's like, he's cooked. Ow. You got a sports analogy for us?
Harrison Bucker. He was playing the first 6 games of this year, missing them kicks, looking like he was cooked.
Ow. Don't mention the word cook. I thought you was going to refer to them sandwiches.
Yikes.
They be cooking in that kitchen over there. Mm. Yeah, but cooked. It could just be anything. It'd be an embarrassing moment. Or maybe you just look at somebody and just be like, you're done for.
That's going to be fun.
Maybe they walk into work looking a mess. and the boss is right around the corner and they have no clue. And in your head, you like, yeah, oh, baby. He is cooked.
Yeah, you can apply it to music, too.
Hello. Yeah, you definitely can do that.
Because when you listening to Drake in 2025, you can hear he's cooked.
Who that in the back? Mm-hmm. You don't get tired of being a hater.
I never get
tired. You should get tired.
I never get tired of telling the truth.
Oh, girl. That's not
that's
the truth.
I don't get tired
That
of.
Is not the truth.
All the real ones, you feel me?
And the bing, 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 all bing. I gotta say to B Shining is he's cooked for that.
Yeah.
That's the what's the word for the day.
Damn mind.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Scorpio season. Happy birthday to those intense, persistent, and independent Scorpio.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
A happy birthday to movie actor Ryan Gosling. Sending over a happy birthday to movie actor Wallace Shawn. A big happy birthday to NBA star with the meanest seawalk. Happy birthday to Russell Westbrook. A happy birthday to singer with the dance moves and the icebox. Happy birthday to Omarion. A happy birthday to actress known for her roles in The Wood, Booty Call, and so much more. Happy B-Day to Tamala Jones. And last but not least, sending over a major happy birthday to singer, songwriter, and actor with so many R&B classics. Happy birthday to Tevin Campbell.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Stephanie Alvarez, Ken Lumpkins, and Carrie Pike. Sending birthday love to Tiffany Koontz, Donald G. Washington Jr., and Christy Michelle. Happy birthday, Deidre Muhammad, Locke Stewart, and Franklin Happy Carter. Happy birthday, Antonia Rodriguez, Wayne Jones, and Denisha Rowley. Plus, sending birthday love to Dominic Brinson, Rachel Woods, and everybody else born on November 12th. Happy birthday, Scorpios. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Akedra.
Hey, cousin. What you doing?
Hey, nothing.
I don't know. I got my suspicions on this one. D, what's that check engine light looking like, cousin?
It ain't on.
Okay. Oh, girl.
Right. Make sure you make it to your destination safely.
Right.
I am. I'm good.
Okay, we just making sure, cousin. We got two tickets to the advanced screening of Wicked for Good that's being shown next Tuesday, and we want to get you qualified to win $1,000 in free fall cash. But cousin,
okay. You
got to finish these lyrics before you get all happy. You ready to finish them lyrics?
Yeah.
For a minute,
this call is no
girl. I want to know your name. Now, keep going.
Yeah,
keep going. It's a classic.
I know what to say.
Oh, God,
you ran it back.
I think I messed it up.
Well, that's good enough.
Oh, you done messed up.
All right,
this call is now recording. Hey, cousin, you get those two tickets to the advanced screening of Wicked for Good, and your name is now entered into the drawing for the $1,000 in free fall cash. If you get that $1,000, what would you spend it on?
My daughter. It probably can be you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Got to. All the brunches you done went to, and you don't know that can we talk front to back yet?
I do. I'm kind of nervous. I ain't never had nobody listening.
Them DJ show do run this song in the ground. Find a new one.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Making that real money.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Have you ever heard of achievement culture? An article in Monitor on Psychology reported a journalist by the name of Jennifer Wallace, who partnered with researchers to answer the mysterious question of why depression, anxiety, and other similar concerns were increasing among students at high-achieving schools. Students with too much pressure competitively and individually were experiencing mental health problems. They were seeking to be good enough. Dr. Leary of Duke University suggested that the internet was creating a world that our brains were not designed to manage. especially in the world of comparison. What has been a solution to high achievers? Mattering. Simply just loving someone for who they are, in spite of their flaws, setbacks, or achievements, can spare individuals of unnecessary mental health challenges. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.